الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His extreme mercy and kindness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us such occasions that we can earn great, great rewards and become very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person does a small action and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him tremendously, which we cannot imagine. For example, we are at the threshold of a very, very great Mubarak month of Ramadan Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this month you do one nafal act. That is an optional act. That if you don't do it, you won't get any sin. Although you lose out great reward. But for a nafal act, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'll give you the reward of a farz. And a farz act, I'll give you the reward of 70 farais. There is no king in the world that can ever tell you that you work for me just for 30 days. And in this 30 days, I will give you 70 times more pay than what I give you in the other months. It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat's kindness, Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. So these are the occasions we should value and we should try and make the best of it. Because when these occasions come and we make the best of it, the rest of our year will become very good. And the rest of our life will become very good. And if we spend one Ramadan, how we should be spending it to acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to acquire taqwa, to save ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then our life will be so enjoyable that when our death comes, malakul maut comes, that will be our Eid. That we will be looking forward, now I'm going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah brings us occasions, Allah ta'ala makes all the means so much so, that things that will destroy our amal also, Allah Ta'ala takes that under control. For example, shaitan also, all the rebellious shaitan, Allah Ta'ala commands that they should be tied up and thrown into the ocean. That they mustn't spoil the fast, the actions of my servants and the ummatis of my beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the other thing is, not shaitan, we become so accustomed and become the friend of shaitan that our own selves, our desires, we just go in that direction. That although the rebellious shaitans are chained, etc., we see we still can't control ourselves from watching movies, we still can't control ourselves from using the cell phone. That is a sign that we have our nafs, our desires, has become, so to say, the friend of shaitan. So in order to reduce that desire of ours and to weaken it and to become the friend of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given us this month of Ramadan, that you don't eat from the morning till the night, you stay away from your halal sexual desires. Allah Ta'ala is showing us that if you can stay away from halal, who said you can't stay away from haram? It is a clear sign that you can stay away from haram. If you can stay away from your halal wife from the morning till the night, then who said you can't control your eyes and stay away from haram? So Allah Ta'ala is giving us this effort. Today we all say we need a workout. We want to go to the gym and we're paying money just to waste our money there also. And our iman is getting at stake. The real workout is now the month of Ramadan, where we have to work our desires, our nafs, and become connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, Allah ta'ala reminds us that أَنْتَ حَبَتَ عَمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. It shouldn't be such that you're doing good deeds on the one side, on the other hand you don't realize that your actions are just getting destroyed and you don't even know. And you think now, I kept my fast, I made my tarawih, but we don't know where we slip up, and then all our account is just getting wasted. So we should be very, very careful. Allah Ta'ala reminds us very, very sternly in the Quran Kareem that what will destroy your action, one is, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ لُمَزَةِ.
that curse, destruction upon those people who just carry rumors, who just pass rumors around. And today we see, we living in the social world, that every small thing, we just want to send this message around, that message around, without even verifying and finding out is it true. And even if it's true, there's no time to send messages. The month of Ramadan is such a month, you just do your basic thing and you see the day is gone. There's no really time to sit and even read messages, to sit and pass messages around. There's no time for this. Allah Ta'ala says, you will put yourself in destruction. Wail means destruction. Another meaning of wail means that in Jahannam, there's a pit which is a terrible, the valley, full of terrible punishment. The whole of Jahannam seeks refuge on that pit. So if we just get involved in rumor mongering and carrying tales, Allah Ta'ala says, then there's destruction in this world, you won't have a peaceful life. And generally, a person who carries tales, who pass rumors, he doesn't feel at ease. His mind is not at ease. So he can't even do his work properly. And if a person stays away from all these things, we even avoid unnecessary listening to the news also, etc. There's no time to talk about unnecessary after Taraweeh, how this imam read, how that imam read, what is happening about in the news. We should just try and avoid that. That if we try and avoid that, we'll see, we'll gain maximum benefit from the month of Ramadan and our life will become correct. And that is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, man azmana li ma bayna lihiyayhi wa ma bayna rijlayhi azman lawul jannah. Allah has sent us here because Allah wants to give us jannah, but we have to work for our jannah. And two things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you give me guarantee that you will control the two softest fleshes of pieces of flesh in your body, but it causes the great harm in society. If you can control it, and how Allah has put it behind security guard, the first soft piece of flesh is our tongue. Allah has put it between the two jaws, that they must protect the tongue. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you can protect your tongue, and today, as I mentioned, we're not talking with our tongue, we're talking with our fingers today. That is also regarded like our tongue. So whoever can protect these things and stay away from unnecessary, the cell phone particularly, let us try and control it in this month of Ramadan. Otherwise, it's not a cell phone, it's a hell phone. It's taking us to Jahannam. Where we're supposed to be going to Jannat, it's taking us to Jahannam, we don't even realize. We'll be sitting and watching just news, looking at all pictures, videos, and our amal is just getting destroyed. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, you can control this for me, and that piece of flesh which is between your two thighs, that also Allah has kept safe, between your two thighs, your private parts, protect these two pieces of flesh, I guarantee you, you will go to Jannah. But we see myself, we are so weak in this, we should beg Allah Ta'ala, and we should become very careful with regard to this. Then inshallah we'll see if this one Ramadan, we just make a pledge and we make dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, I want to learn to control my tongue and I want to learn to control my private part. And to control your private part, where it starts from? From the eyes. If you don't look at haram, then your private part will be safe. But if you look at haram, that's the door towards the haram. So keep your eyes safe, then your heart will be safe, your private parts will be safe. So Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding that we value our life, we value these special occasions, and we build our taqwa and our connection with Allah. Then see life, whatever conditions will come, your life will be enjoyable already here, and our real life in Jannat will be very, very enjoyable. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.